the main issue that I think that a lot of people will struggle with is, and why I started with Darnella Frazier and the 8.5 minutes of video that she took, is this feeling that we have, where it's sort of institutionalized, that we need to be in the same room with the witness. We need to kind of be able to feel the energy of the witness and watch the movements of the witness to be able to tell if the witness is being candid with us. My partner, a law partner, is very intuitive, much more than I am at a deposition. I'm pretty much focused on what's being said and not so much on what everybody is looking like when they do it, which is a weakness, but she's very tuned to that. And she's found that actually watching on the video link and watching the witness, that she's actually able to tell more from the Zoom link than she was in person. The other thing that I like about it from a presentation standpoint is that for years, when I was doing, started doing videotape depositions, we would be in conference rooms, and the standard technique was to put the witness at one end of the conference room, and then the attorneys to sit to the sides of the witness, and then you would have the camera at the other end of the table, which created all sorts of depth of field issues. And then when the witness would talk on a videotape deposition, the witness was always looking to one side or the other. And this created some issues because people tend to look at people's eyes to determine whether they're being candid or not. So when someone is constantly looking to the side or is in profile, that kind of impairs that communication, that link with that witness. I would always try to shoot across the table with the camera over my shoulder. This caused a lot of aggravation with videographers and court reporters and other attorneys. They didn't know what I was doing or why. But Zoom dispenses with that, because what you are able to do is look directly at the witness, and the witness is looking directly at you, but really looking directly at the jury. And that makes it a very compelling device. A lot of about the Zoom deposition relates to videotape depositions and how those are used at trial. And there are, I talk about this concept in YouTube before. Yeah, it's on my website. It's easily downloadable. It's an older paper now, but it's still relevant because there hasn't been a lot written on videotape depositions and techniques and how you use them at trial. So it's still a relevant paper. But one of the things that you'll notice, just like no two people take a deposition the same, the video concept is different as well. You've got Mark Lanier, who I have a tremendous amount of respect for and has tremendous resources and is using three cameras. I've done that. We had a case back in 1986 against Ford Motor Company. And after about 2 years, I was able to take the deposition of the vice president of North American operations. It had never been deposed before. And Ford, I was going to videotape it. Ford really had had their fill of me, and they wanted to videotape me videotaping their vice president. I then filed a motion to videotape Ford videotaping me, videotaping the vice president. At that point, the mediator, that we had a special master, put enough to it, it put an end to it. And there was just the two cameras that we used on the witness themselves. But over the years, as I became more mobile, trying to schlep around multiple cameras and that type of thing, I've gotten down to just the one. And now YouTube, the Zoom resolves all of that. And I have found that the video quality on the Zoom is very good. The whole thing about the Zoom deposition that gets a little bit complicated, different from a telephone deposition or a videotape deposition, really is not all that complicated. There, you dispense with a lot of the complication by virtue of the fact that the court reporter